Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, we are here once again presenting the program Islamic Etiquettes. In today's program, we're going to hear about tawakkul, or in other words, relying upon Allah Almighty. We will listen to ahadith about it and some Madani pearls about how greatly our pious saint would rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before we proceed any further, let's listen to the blessings of Durud-e-Pak. Pious saint states, I fell down in the bathroom because of which my hand began to pain and it swelled up. I was suffering from severe pain on the night. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam came in my dream and said, Son, your durood drew my attention. When I woke up in the morning, the pain and swelling both had ended. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, this tells us that recitation of durood in abundance relieves one from worldly pain and inshallah azza wa jal will relieve us from the torments of the hereafter as well. Inshallah azza wa jal, recite durood in abundance. Inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ Translation from Kanzul Iman. And when you come to a firm decision regarding any matter, so have trust in Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who have trust in Him. Under this verse, Maulana Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states, Tawakkul means relying upon Allah Almighty and entrusting every task to Him. It means a person should rely upon Allah Almighty in all things. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala states, Tawakkul means that a person believes that the existence of his body, the elimination of sufferings, and attaining sustenance are only from Allah Almighty and not because of the worldly things and other resources. In fact, if my Lord Azza wa Jal wills, He will make the creation or any worldly thing a cause for the existence of my body and the elimination of sufferings, etc. And if He wills, meaning if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, He would keep me alive even without the apparent resources and the worldly mediums. After this, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala states that when you ingrain this meaning of tawakkul in your heart and believe only in it, your heart will become independent of the creation and the resources and remain attentive to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will attain tawakkul in proper sense. Tawakkul does not mean that a person should consider himself and all his efforts useless and worthless and give them up, as some ignorant people say. In fact, tawakkul is that a person adopts the apparent resources but does not heartily rely upon these resources. Rather, he relies upon the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his support. A similar question was posed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. A person asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, shall I rely upon Allah Almighty after tethering my camel? Or shall I rely upon Him while leaving it untethered? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, You should tether it. Tethering means tying it. You should tether it and then rely upon Allah Almighty. It means, tawakkul means while doing anything, we should adopt resources while considering it a sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. after that, we should leave the result upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 123 and 124. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And indeed, Allah helped you at the Battle of Badr when you were completely without resources. So fear Allah that you may become thankful. When you, O beloved, were saying to the believers, is it not sufficient for you that your Lord may support you by sending down 3,000 angels? Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, in his commentary in Tafsir Naimi says, in this blessed verse, the Lord Azza wa Jal ordered Muslims to rely upon Him and also showered them its result, from which we learned that tawakkul is the ornament of a Muslim and the sign of faith. The reality of a tawakkul is that a person should gather resources, rely upon Allah Almighty, express his humility, and remain away from anxiety. When Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam was thrown into the fire of Namrud through a catapult, on the way, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam met him and asked, do you want something? He alayhi salatu wasalam replied, nothing from you. He, meaning Jibreel alayhi salam, asked, from the Lord Azza wa Jal. He, meaning Sayyidina Ibrahim ala Nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, replied, hasbi an suwali ilmuhu bihali, meaning he knows my condition, then I need not ask for anything. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the final stage of tawakkul. Sometimes supplicating to the Lord Azza wa Jal is worshipping, and sometimes not praying to the Lord Azza wa Jal is obedience to Him. Sufiya ikram, meaning Sufis, have stated there are three signs of tawakkul. Number one, not asking anyone for anything. Number two, not rejecting what is attained without asking for it. And number three, not displaying stinginess in what is attained, and whatever a person keeps, he does not keep it for his desire, rather he keeps it for Allah Almighty. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, the day on which Muslims will be raised from their graves, their sign will be that they will be saying, La ilaha illallahu wa alallahi فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that is, there is none worthy of worship except Allah Almighty, and only upon Allah should the Muslims rely. Sayyidina Allama Abdul Rauf Manavi rahmatullahi ta'ala states in the commentary of this hadith, that in this hadith, the excellence of tawakkul is stated, and why should it not be so? Tawakkul is the wellspring of all religious and worldly things. Someone saw a pious saint in his dream after his passing and asked, how were you treated? He replied, I found tawakkul an immensely great thing. Adopting both tawakkul and resources is superior. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, relying upon Allah Almighty after keeping the pouch of money near you is good advice. Sayyidina Muawiyah ibn Qurra radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, met some people. He asked them, who are you? They replied, we are mutawakkileen, that is, those who rely upon Allah Almighty. He said, in fact, you are eaters. Mutawakkil is the one who sows a seed in the land and then relies upon Allah Almighty. It means that giving up resources and saying that we rely upon Allah Almighty is not tawakkul. In fact, tawakkul is that resources should be adopted, and what will be attained through them should be left upon the mercy of Allah Almighty, that He will grant what He will. As Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, tawakkul is adopted after sowing the seed. It means that there is a land. The one who cultivates it and does everything that he can should now adopt tawakkul regarding what sort of crop and how much crop he will get. Or in other words, he should rely upon Allah Almighty that He will do only best for him. As someone asked Sayyidina Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi ta'ala, what do you say about the person who sits in his house and says, my sustenance will reach me? He replied, such a person is ignorant. It means that if someone does nothing and says, I rely upon Allah Almighty, this is ignorance. Adopting the resources is compulsory. In Ahadith, where the order of relying upon Allah Almighty is given in many places, its excellence and blessings are also stated. Let's listen to some of the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, if you rely upon Allah Almighty, as you should rightfully rely upon Him, He will grant you sustenance just like He grants a bird. It goes out in the morning with an empty stomach and comes back with a full stomach in the evening. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, there are four things which Allah Almighty grants only to His beloved bondsmen. Number one, silence, and this is the beginning of worship. Number two, tawakkul, that is relying upon Allah Almighty. Number three, humility. And number four, indifference towards the world. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who loves to become the strongest amongst people should rely upon Allah Almighty, and the one who loves to become honorable in the society should adopt taqwa, and the one who loves to become the wealthiest amongst people should trust the thing which is in the power of Allah Almighty more than the thing which is with him. Someone asked a Tabi'i saying, Sayyidina Abu Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala, how much wealth do you have? He replied, two things are my wealth. If I have them, I have no fear of dependence. One, relying upon Allah Almighty. And number two, becoming hopeless of what people have. On another occasion, he rahmatullahi ta'ala said, how can I have the fear of dependence when everything between the earth and the sky is in the possession of my Allah Almighty? Someone came to a Tabi'i saying, Sayyidina Abu Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala, and said, inflation has increased. He rahmatullahi ta'ala said, what is the grief for it? Indeed, the Lord Azza wa Jal, who was giving us sustenance before the inflation, will grant us sustenance during the inflation as well. My dear viewers of Madani channel, lately we've seen that inflation has increased around the world. Everything is getting more and more expensive. What a beautiful saying, having this tawakkul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided that sustenance when there was less inflation. Now if the inflation has increased, it is still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will provide us sustenance. Let's hear this one more time. Sayyidina Abu Hazim rahmatullahi ta'ala said, when someone asked him that inflation has increased, he rahmatullahi ta'ala said, what is the grief for it? Indeed, the Lord Azza wa Jal, who was giving us sustenance before the inflation, will grant us sustenance during the inflation as well. Allahu Akbar. This is the type of tawakkul that we need to have. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided us sustenance when things were inexpensive, when things were not that expensive. He will take care of us when inflation has gone up, when things are getting expensive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will provide us sustenance, inshallah. It is mentioned in a book named Sirat Mustafa on page 604 that during a journey, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was resting. With the intention of martyring the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ghurath ibn Haris took his sword and drew it out of the sheath. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam woke up, Ghurath ibn Haris asked, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, now who will safeguard you from me? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah. By the awe, meaning jalal of prophethood, the sword dropped down from his hand, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam held the sword and said, now who will safeguard you from me? Ghurath implored and said, you should spare my life. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam left him and forgave him. Hence, Ghurath went to his people and said, O people, I have been to such a person who is the best of all the people in the world. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, look at the tawakkul of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That the enemy is standing while holding a sword on his head. At that time too, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam relied upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would safeguard him. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to make this supplication, used to make this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka tawfiqa limahabika min al-a'mali wa sidqa tawakkuli alayka wa husna wanni bik. Translation, O Allah Almighty, I ask you for the ability to perform your beloved actions, sincere tawakkul, and a good assumption about you. My dear viewers of Madani channel, as we've heard that in the Holy Quran, Surah Ali Imran, while ordering the Muslims to adopt tawakkul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and when you come to a firm decision regarding any matter, so have trust in Allah. Indeed, Allah loves those who have trust in Him. In this verse, the order of tawakkul has been given, and the brilliance of those who adopt tawakkul has been stated, that these people are beloved to Allah Almighty. Similarly, what beautiful tidings for those who rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have been given in the Holy Quran. It is proclaimed, it is stated in the Holy Quran, وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, and whoever relies upon Allah, so He is sufficient for him. From this verse, we learn that every Muslim should rely upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and should trust only in Him for all his matters. Similarly, it is mentioned in a hadith that Allah Almighty grants tawakkul only to His beloved bondsmen. We also heard the pious saying and about their tawakkul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us in those who rely upon Him and grant us its blessings by virtue of those who rely upon Him as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.